Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, look at Larry Richard. Look at him now. Larry Richard is live tomorrow for the Big K Morning Show. But guess what? He arrived in Dublin this morning, and there he is. He's in, Larry, what are you, Temple Bar? I can tell almost.
Temple Bar.
Right,
I knew
it.
The heart of Dublin.
I've been to Dublin many times, me boy. Yes, it's a great town.
This is Ryder, by the way, and check out our...
Wait, where's Ryder? Where's Ryder? Oh, there's Ryder. That's my man. Hi, Ryder.
How you doing, man?
That's my main man, Ryder, from Yinzer Dogs. He's the boss.
This is so cool. There are so many Pittsburghers just walking down the street. You know, now I'll take it for a little walk now.
Okay, do it.
As we talk.
Yeah.
So, this is... one of the bars that's going to be a hot spot for Steelers fans. Some of the executives will be here and such. They're meeting here, and there's a place called the Brazen Head that's been open since the 1100s when the Vikings actually attacked Ireland. And it was, here's the Steeler country. Here we go.
Well, let's see. Okay. Let's see. Wait a minute. Here we go.
Coming down the street.
Here we go.
So, hey, Steelers, let's go.
Oh, I love it.
What's going on, baby?
Look at them Steeler guys right there. What's up, bro?
Oh, yeah. Like where?
You're live in Pittsburgh right now.
What's up, everybody? What's up, mom? What's up, dad? I'm here. We made it, Red Eye Flight.
Let's go, Steelers.
We love it. Way to go, bro. This is beautiful.
Oh, my God. This is like, there's a pub called the Norseman. I mean, it's so much history here and so many connections, as you know, Michael, with Pittsburgh, with the Irish community. But I want to show you Fitzsimmons here has a secret cellar, a late bar, and DJs. But you're going to see a sign. Look up on the marquee.
Whoa!
Steelers.
Look at that! And it's on the corner. Look at those giant banners from roof down to the first floor.
Yeah, this is all Steelers here. No Minnesota. We actually haven't seen that many Minnesota people.
I was just gonna ask you. Have you and Ryder seen any Minnesota fans? I'm seeing all Steelers
not
from.
Much.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're gonna be here, but.
Wait, Ryder, look at Ryder's shirt, Ryder. Wait, look at that shirt. Larry, pan out a little bit. It says Yins.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Wait.
Burgers everywhere.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Are they saying, hi, Larry Richard? Hi, Larry Richard.
Actually, they have. It's kind of fun, I got to tell you. This is like walking on the south side.
On St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Wait, yeah. Larry, were your group rowdy coming over? What was the trip like?
I wouldn't say rowdy, but there were multiple here we go Steelers chairs on the airplane.
Oh yeah.
I learned something for the bus that took us to the hotel. The first thing I said to the driver was, top of the morning to you. He said, oh, we're gonna start with that, are we? I said you don't say that. He goes, no. I said, well, what do you say? He goes, depends on who we're talking to.
Oh,
good morning.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's so beautiful. Oh, man. Oh, wow.
This is so.
So yeah, 5:30 to 10 tomorrow. We'll have a bunch of guests, Steelers fans. We're going to do this. You and me, you back at the station and me here in the heart of Dublin, right here at Fitzsimmons Temple Bar in downtown Dublin.
Downtown Dublin, Larry Richard, in Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty. I first set me eyes on sweet Molly Malone, as she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. You didn't think I knew that, did you?
Wow, that's impressive. I actually lit a candle for you at church.
You did already? Oh, in Dublin.
Ryder and I Thank stopped you. By a church that was founded in 1276.
Wow.
Give you some idea.
Oh, be darned. So, oh, I'm going to have a great day since you lit that candle. Thank you. Thank you indeed. Okay, Larry, Richard, and Ryder, we'll see you tomorrow morning. We're going to have fun tomorrow, aren't we?
Yeah, appreciate you doing this. We'll have a blast tomorrow. Make sure you're tuned in.
You bet. Enjoy, Larry. Enjoy. And I'm so glad everybody got safely there to Dublin. Larry will be live from Dublin, 5:30 a.m. to 10 tomorrow. Are we going to have a blast or what? Oh, my. It is now 7:25 back here in Pittsburgh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.